oh goodness, to just go out and get one and wring its neck and skin it and fry it. It's nothing.
I bet you that chicken, all the chickens come to kill you and they start feeding you corn, look out.
I know it.
Chicken didn't stand a chance.
No.
What do you used to fry eggs with, when you were on the farm?
Just a black iron, old iron, black iron skillet.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we had. I had my mother's in here tonight.
Oh, really?
I don't cook anything in it but cornbread.
Yeah.
That's all I use, because it's bad to stick if you cook meat in it.
Oh, yeah.
Mine's not a great big one like some of the larger ones that they have. Mine's about like this.
Mm-hmm. This has got a flat bottom?
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever seen one with a round bottom? With something like that?
Oh, that's a pot, yeah.
Uh-huh.
And a kettle. Black kettles. There used to be black kettles and black pots. Black kettles they used to boil water in, you know.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, that black wrought iron.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I have one that's over 200 years old down at my house Boo has a plant in, and I have a little pot that's over 200 years old. It's about this big around, little black, just like the old-timey wash pot. It's an old man over in Camden gave it to my husband.
Mm-hmm. It's got the little legs on it.
And I told him the other day I was down there, I said, Boo, now, one of these days I got to have my pot. I said, as far as the kettle, it doesn't mean too much to me, because we bought that after Homa died. But that little pot means so much. Oh, there's no telling what I could get for that little pot, but I wouldn't sell it for. But it's just, she said, no, said, you got to leave that pot here. Said, when you gone, I got to have that pot, and if you take it, somebody else might get it. Maybe you'll be sure and come out and get it. Of course, I had it fixed, you know. Yeah. I had everything. When they married, she just moved in.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of my things are still there, you know. Then when I moved out, I just left everything.
Yeah.
And
did you ever have those containers that you put cut flowers in?
Yeah, vases,
mm-hmm.
Vase, they call them vase now, but they were vases,
yeah.
I had a little, we used to have beautiful, my mother had beautiful vases. Bud vases, you know, you get bud vases now from the florist. With just a rose bud or a carnation or a couple or something like that. But then you had great big ones and little ones and just all kinds.
Mm-hmm.
Things like that then. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Just beautiful. Yeah. I remember one time when I was about 10 years old, Santa Claus brought me a set, a couple of little blue ones about that tall. They were the most gorgeous things. They came from Japan, and I thought that was something wonderful then, you know. Now just about everything you get comes from Japan. But I thought that was... But they were just real, real, they were real china.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just beautiful. They got broke. Some of the small children broke them.
Mm-hmm.
But they were real pretty. Even at that age, I loved, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
I was crazy about pretty things.
Yeah. What type of eating utensils did you have around your house?
Well, we've always had china.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Not, I guess way back. Yes, we did too. My mother and daddy. I guess they bought china, or someone must have given them china. Maybe there was china handed down when they married.
Mm-hmm.
It's always, we always had china.
Mm-hmm.